With immigration reform a non-starter in Congress, those advocating reform have been urging the Obama administration to make changes on its own. And the first of those changes was announced this week. It involves the guest visa program, known as H-1B, that allows highly skilled professionals from other countries to come to work in the U.S. The change would allow nearly 100,000 spouses of H-1B visa holders to work as well. NPR's Kelly McEvers has the story.
Back in India, Priyanka More got a management degree and an MBA. She eventually landed a job managing the sales staff of a German jewelry company.
3,000 staff was working under me. You can say hardcore sales. I was working Monday to Saturday nonstop.
Then, late last year, More got married to a guy who does IT work for a healthcare consulting firm here in the U.S. He's on an H-1B visa. When More came to join him here in January, she realized she wasn't allowed to work unless a company would sponsor her.
It was really difficult to just sit idle and doing nothing and watching TV or resting for an entire day and cooking or cleaning the house.
More couldn't sleep at night. Her doctor diagnosed her with depression. She spent hours on the phone with her family.
And so finally it has happened that now we have taken a decision that I'll go back to India as soon as possible.
Like this Saturday, and her husband will leave in September. This is exactly what the administration doesn't want to happen with H-1B visa holders. So officials this week proposed a new rule that says spouses of H-1B visa holders who are in the process of applying for green cards can work in the U.S. too. Officials say the rule will enter a two-month comment phase, then will go into effect soon after. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker told reporters the rule will help keep H-1B visa holders in the U.S.
These individuals are American families in waiting, many who tire of waiting for green cards to become available and leave the country to work for our competition.
Neha Maha's husband is in the process of applying for a green card. He's a Java coder. She was a TV journalist back in India. Here's what she says about the new rule.
Too good to be true, certainly, because I couldn't believe 6 years of my life I have been just waiting and waiting and waiting that something will come eventually.
Economists say for every high-tech job like Maha's husband's, other jobs like lawyers, nurses, teachers, and construction workers are created. It's known as the multiplier effect. But critics of the H-1B program say it allows American companies to attract younger, cheaper foreign workers and push qualified Americans out. That's what happened to Gene Nelson. He was a fiber optics engineer at Genuity, a spinoff of GTE. Then in 2001, he was told to train some H-1B visa holders how to do his job. A few weeks later,
brought into a room with a few of my peers, and we were all told you no longer had a position with Genuity.
Nelson now teaches physics at a community college. Despite its critics, immigration analysts like lawyer Eli Cantor told me the new rule for H-1B spouses was the least controversial.
Of all the reforms for the administration to take up on its own, in lieu of a bill being passed by Congress, how would you characterize this?
Very minimal. Mm-hmm. Very minimal, and it's trying to ameliorate the problem on the margins.
Cantor says the original program would have applied to all H-1B spouses, not just the ones of people already in the process of getting citizenship. But even that proposal, he says, was watered down. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.